Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the VSN Arcade Radio Podcast. Today we have with us Josh Luman with the EA Sports Madden 15 team, who is also known as the lead person for All Things Connected franchise, which is the topic of today's video cast. So welcome, Josh.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. I know it's a really busy time of year for you guys with the games launch approaching here in a few weeks. But as you can imagine, connected franchise gamers all across the country are anxiously awaiting news on all things connected franchise related. So if you'd like to just go ahead and maybe hit the high points for us on things that you're most excited about for this year's game.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, we do a ton every year, and I've got a massive list of features here on my notepad. I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anything as we went along, but for anybody worried about, hey, they didn't do anything connected franchise, we always do a ton. You know, I've got my little team here in Austin, and everybody here is really passionate about making sure that franchise mode is great every year. We go above and beyond, work a little harder than you know, people expect us to, I think, sometimes, just to make sure that we put as much as possible into the game. So, big thing this year, you know, I heard in the past, last year, the year before, that at times developing players in CFM can be a little tedious. And, you know, when you start talking about things like taking rookies and backups and third string guys and trying to develop those guys, really the only mechanism you had in the past was putting them into games in the fourth quarter or grinding through long in-game practices that would get you a little bit of XP for a player and sort of being forced to go out of your way to figure out ways to develop players. And I think, you know, the impression I got and the feeling I got from kind of playing through as we started talking about this year was that's a lot of work just to develop players that you really should have an easier time kind of building your team around. So first thing we sat down and started talking about this year was this new feature called Game Prep. It's a very, very quick way to go in every single week, earn whatever players you want, XP, or a new feature we're adding this year, which is Confidence. Confidence is now a 1 to 99 rating. It doesn't have anything to do with hot and cold streaks or anything like that. It's basically a new dynamic rating that changes from week to week. It's not an indication of whether the player is always a confident player or not confident. It's not a hard set rating that never changes. It's just a rating that kind of fluctuates from week to week based on all kinds of stuff. So whether you're winning or losing games, whether you're playing well as a player, whether some guy on your team who is really good got traded or signed, or you drafted a great rookie quarterback like an Andrew Luck or RG3, there's a lot of different things that go into affecting confidence. And in the Game Prep feature, your focus is every single week on whether you want to develop your team for the long term, which means you spend your time focused on earning your players XP, or whether you want to focus on the short term, which is this week's game, which means you want to make sure that everybody's confidence is as high as possible. And what we tried to capture, and I talked about this in the blog a little bit, is that feeling in the NFL of this player is just playing with really high confidence right now, he's playing better than he normally does, or this player is really struggling with his confidence. You would expect him to play a little bit better based on his abilities, but he's just not playing that great. So when you have that 1 to 99 rating for confidence for players, 50 for us is normal, which is different from the rest of the ratings. If you have 50 speed, you're obviously really slow and people wouldn't normally draft guys like that. But 50 confidence for us is fine. It's normal. It's not going to really affect anything. Every player will actually start the mode with a 50 confidence. And then depending on what happens to you and whether you go in every single week in game prep and focus on increasing players' confidence, if confidence gets too low, key ratings will drop per position. Confidence gets high, key ratings will go up. So you can actually take a guy like a Nick Foles, like in the NFL last year, if you work on his confidence early on, build him up, get him in the game, he'll actually play better than his normal abilities in the play now kind of environment would lead you to believe he is. So it's a new way to kind of determine your strategy for developing your team versus preparing your team every week. The great thing about it is we wrote really extensive logic for all the CPU teams. So CPU teams will look at their team and they'll determine, you know, are we a team that is young, needs to develop our players? If that's the case, they'll always focus on XP before they worry about confidence. And the flip side is, you have a team like the Seahawks or the 49ers, teams that are kind of either in contention for the Super Bowl or right on the cusp, those teams will actually worry about confidence, and then they'll develop their players after that. So every team almost has a profile. They go in and think about what they should be doing every single week. You know, the other thing I talked about in the blog, as you guys know, when we write logic pretty extensively, very deep. So we've thought about things like a preseason loss doesn't really matter that much to players. It's not that they don't care. It's just that their confidence is just going to go down by like 1 point maybe if they lose a preseason game versus losing at home to a rival in a blowout. So we have a lot of different scenarios where confidence will change and the amount of confidence will change based on the situation. So if you trade, if you're the Colts and you don't re-sign Peyton Manning, the teammates around Peyton Manning are going to feel that and really be affected by it, and it's going to bother them. So you'll have to think about that as the guy running the team and go in and look at it and say, okay, the personnel moves I'm making in the draft and free agency when I'm re-signing players, those are going to have an impact on the rest of my team, and I need to prepare for that. Confidence never resets, so from season to season, you need to think about the things I do in the offseason are going to have an impact on me, and I need to work on this in the preseason to make sure my guys are ready to go. So very deep, very extensive system. We've even got in-game the skill drills that are in the front end of Madden. We've incorporated those within the game prep system, so you can actually choose to take players into drills. The success you have in those drills, the medal that you get, will actually give you a modifier or a boost on the amount of confidence you get. So if you want to actually go in and spend the time in-game doing drills, you'll get a bigger reward for it. But we don't want people to feel like they have to do that. So you can quickly, I mean, I've played through millions and millions of scenarios with game prep, and I can go in there and make 5 choices. It takes me about 10 seconds before I play my game each week. I make all my choices, go straight into my game and play it. We wanted to make it a very quick experience, allows you to have control over what you want to do. The other thing I mentioned in the blog that's really important too is that if you don't want to bother with game prep, we'll do it for you. We'll use the same CPU logic that all the teams are using to spend your hours that you have every single week on your players developing with XP, worrying about confidence. If you want to go in and direct it, you can, but it's going to run by itself if you choose not to actually use it. So we don't want to, you know, after practice in the past couple years, we don't ever want people to feel like we're forcing you to grind on something. You have to do something or you're going to be penalized. So it's a nice new tool to develop your team, and we think it's going to be a big hit with the fans.
Yeah, and the individual player drills, I know that was something that we were really excited about when we had a chance to look at Connected Franchise earlier this year. Individual player drills, could you expand a little bit about you know, the number of hours that you had? You know,
yep.
How that's going to look.
So we kind of looked at it from the perspective of a real NFL team and how much time they have in a week to kind of prepare for their upcoming opponent, whether that means developing players long term or getting ready for this week's regular season or playoff game. The amount of hours that you get that you can then turn around and spend on developing people is really dictated by how many free days you have in between your last game and your upcoming game. So it's going to represent, if you had a game on Monday night and then you have to turn around and play on Thursday, you're going to have a short amount of time to actually kind of get your players ready versus if you have a bye week or if you played on Sunday morning, the next time you play is the following Monday. You're going to have a little more time every week in those kind of situations to go in and spend a little more time to get prepared. So if you think about things like bye weeks in the playoffs, in the postseason, that's now an important thing to make sure that every single one of your starters' confidence is high. They're getting a rating boost because of that. You're completely prepared walking into your next game. If you're playing a team that maybe had to kind of win the wild card and that kind of stuff, you have a little bit of an advantage, and we're trying to capture that same advantage that teams have in real life. So you've got a little more time to prepare. And you should be. It's not going to dictate that you win, obviously, but it'll help you kind of be on better footing going into that game.
Outstanding. So, and I know another thing that a lot of people talked about since last year, and I know that it's been something that's very near to you that you want to try and address is the draft classes, how they would look. I know you've always taken a dim view on people that would put out draft book guides to try and game the draft, so that take advantage of things that other owners might not do that don't want to use cheat guides and things like that. Could you tell us a little bit about what all your team's been working on for that?
Yeah, I mean, so the big thing there with me is, especially when it comes to online leagues, like again, I could care less if somebody offline feels the need to spend a little bit of time personally going out on the internet and trying to find out who's good or bad. That's always going to happen. The thing I can't stand is when you're in an online league with a bunch of other people and everybody's kind of have a handshake agreement that they're not going to go look at the rookies in the draft class, and there's the one guy who can't hold himself to that, and he goes in and actually kind of ruins it for everybody and cherry picks the best players in the draft, takes guys way before they're supposed to be taken. So, we went into this year thinking, that's been a massive amount of work for us as a design team to create all those guys by hand, make sure they're all perfect. But we understand that it does have it does cause problems in online leagues. So we decided to kind of go back to the drawing board and figure out how to make sure that all of our draft classes were randomized. Everything about every player was randomized. Build it in such a way so that the draft classes that are generated actually end up looking like hand-created classes. So we built this pretty extensive tool that creates these random classes that's in the game now. You'll never have the same draft class twice. You'll never have the same player twice. Everything about them is randomly generated. So college, face, height and weight, all that kind of stuff's randomly generated. So we just wanted to make sure that we addressed that issue and made it so that, not only were we kind of helping out online leagues with the people that are going out and cheating, but the secondary thing is just adding that unlimited replayability. So giving you that feeling of every time you load up a draft class, it's fresh and new. You don't know what you're going to get. We've built in the ability for sometimes you'll have a draft class that's got more depth in the quarterback position than others. We wanted to make sure all the stuff that we tried to do from hand creating these guys, we tried to capture. So that's there. The other question I've been asked about, I want to make sure I kind of touch on real quick, is did this destroy the news stories about the rookies, the branching storylines that we wrote? We actually spent just as much time when we created the random rookies as that we did focusing on making sure we could create random storylines for all of the draft classes and make them make sense, make them interesting, make them unique. So you'll still see stories all throughout the season for all these randomly created guys. You'll still get audio in the draft. You'll actually now have Adam Schefter and Trey Wingo actually refer to the guys by name. So the goal was when we shipped the game this year, make it really feel like there's no difference from the hand-created stuff we've done in the past, have the same presentation, same depth, all that kind of stuff, but create that new feeling of people can't ruin this for me, and I'm not going to, there's so much replayability now, I'm never going to see the same players and classes twice.
Okay, good deal. And for people that want to, I realize, of course, we're not going to have an NCAA game this year. For people that want to edit a draft class, is that still an option for them?
It's not now. So now we randomly generate draft classes, we don't import draft classes anymore. You know, when we sat down as a group kind of with the Game Changer guys early on, one of the things I talked about was creating random draft classes now it just doesn't lend itself this year to being able to edit classes anymore. So, you know, it's something we may look at in the future, but it's going to be kind of a technical undertaking trying to figure out when we generate a class, is there a way to then turn around and kind of export it out so that you can edit it and then bring it back in? Since when we generate the class, we're actually generating it right when you start scouting. So it's something we'll talk about in the future, but I kind of felt like it was more important to solve the problem of making sure that the draft classes felt fresh every time than allowing somebody to go out and kind of edit everything about a player.
Yeah, well, I agree with that completely. And also looking at the draft classes, you know, now that they are randomly generated, when, you know, I noticed like last year some of the classes that would be generated, you might end up having some position players that would end up maybe with an unrealistic speed rating, like say at a cornerback, you would end up, you know, drafting somebody just to fill out your roster. Maybe you had, you know, 60 speed or something like that. Has this been something that's been looked at, like for, you know, for all of the randomly generated players to have like a realistic expectation of a player that would get drafted in the NFL?
Oh, yeah.
Attributes that it would align with that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I would say in terms of tuning, we spent a ton of time tuning game prep and goals and the stuff that we always tune every year. But the draft class generator this year, the random draft class generator, we spent probably 8 months tuning, like going in depth, looking every single time, every time a new revision came out that we retuned it, like making sure that the guys that came out, you know, the tough thing always with balancing that kind of stuff is making sure that the physical ratings represent a guy that would be drafted in the NFL and still trying to capture. You don't want 80 overall guys coming out in the sixth and seventh rounds every single time. Like, you want to make sure that first round picks are special. Second round picks are slightly, you know, as good as first round picks. In general, you're going to have some guys that, you know, we make sure we put in there that are sleepers or busts, that kind of thing. But trying to capture that balance so that seventh round picks still come out at a 60 overall, but still look like a guy that would be playing in the NFL. So it's always a challenge for us. We spent a lot of time on it this year. You know, going forward, we'll keep fine-tuning it. And, you know, the cool thing about this generator we built is it allows us to go in and create little specific kind of sub-generators. So we come up with a type of player. We can create a little sub-generator for that type of player and then kind of drop that into the generator as a whole and then determine how often that type of guy shows up. So we can be as specific as possible, and we can spend the next 5 years tweaking little things, making sure we have guys that, you know, play in the SEC look like a certain type of player, have the certain type of ratings, that kind of thing. So I'm excited about the future and what we're going to be able to do going forward, creating all these kind of special players as we kind of flesh this out and expand on it going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So it sounds like we'll still have the ability to find a Tom Brady late in the draft, but Mr. Irrelevant is probably still going to be Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, one of those sub-generators I talked about is where we'll go in and we'll look at a quarterback and say we create a very specific, this is a sleeper quarterback. He's projected to go in the later rounds. He may go to a smaller school. He may go to a medium-sized school, big school. Just really depends. But, yeah, we've taken great care, because we know that's a big part of scouting is like finding that guy in the draft. That's a huge part of the NFL, and we don't overdo it, but those guys are kind of sprinkled in the later rounds as you kind of go through the draft.
Outstanding. So also I know another thing, you know, that's very important for Connected Franchise commissioners, is commissioner tools. Could you talk a little bit about the new commissioner tools that are going to be available in Madden 15?
Yep. So when we sat down with you guys, typically the way the conversation goes is I'll come in and go, you know, I know what commissioner tools you guys have talked about in the past and asked for. let's discuss a couple that we could possibly do this year based on time and everything else we're doing. And I think almost every single year I've exclusively worked with the Game Changers on determining what those commissioner tools are. I'm not a commissioner of a league currently personally, so I defer to you guys as the experts. So the two that we came up with that we want to do is we want to make sure that we could add multiple commissioners. So now if you're the commissioner of a league, you can go in and set two other people, three other people, four other people, one other person as a sub-commissioner, basically. They generally have almost the same exact powers as a commissioner as they go through. And what that does is it allows you, you know, we heard from you guys that if there's one commissioner only, sometimes that guy goes on vacation or he's at work or something, and he doesn't have the ability to go in and make changes and advance the league. If he is able to assign other commissioners, they can handle that stuff for him, makes kind of the advancing the week and doing all the kind of maintenance and that kind of stuff a little smoother. So we added that. We also added the ability to go in and define how long you'll be on autopilot. So, you know, one of the things we heard that was a big issue last year with online leagues is some guy would put himself on autopilot, or the commissioner would put him on autopilot. That guy would go on vacation, come back, be ready to play his week, and because he was still on autopilot, things had been simmed for him, decisions have been made for him along the way. So now you can actually go in and define, only put me on autopilot for 1 week, or 3 weeks, or 5 weeks, that kind of thing, to give you a little more control as a user and as a commissioner of for the people in your league. So, you know, we hope those two things kind of give everybody a little more control over you know, managing your league, being able to kind of have a little more of a smooth experience as you go along, and we're always glad to kind of add them to the game.
All right, well, good deal. I know something else that you've talked about that I think everybody's going to like to hear is the relocation mode. What work has been done on that?
Oh, yeah, so let me talk about that. So I put it in the blog, and, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn too much, but last year when we shipped relocation, the team wasn't a huge, you know, a fan of where we ended up, I think, with some of the relocation uniforms and team logos and that kind of stuff. So going into this year, I always like to personally, outside of, you know, working with my designers to tune the whole mode and everything, I like to take on some pet project that my wife hates me for because it means I never go home and I'm here till, you know, I'm sitting at home in my office maybe sometimes for till like 3 o'clock in the morning. But what I did is I went in and I learned how to make uniforms in our game. Designers don't normally do that, artists do, but I kind of took it on myself to kind of go through the whole process and personally ensure that the uniforms that we ship this year are awesome. So what I did is the original plan was to try to redesign about 50 of them. I think we have 153 total if you look at all of the different variations for all the cities you can go to. Original plan was to redo 50. We got through 50 and I said, you know what, I'm going to push hard. I started working on them about September 1st of last year and finished about maybe somewhere around the middle of May. So push hard, try to get them all redesigned. We actually worked with marketing to come up with a contest where people could submit their designs for new uniforms. The goal I had was to make sure that what I created looked like something that a new NFL team would actually consider doing in the future. Didn't look like the old Packers uniform from 1960 that was being reused for every single team. So when we went through and started looking at them, I wanted to use a bunch of different styles, a bunch of different combinations of stuff. So I wanted to make sure that if you chose the bats versus the armadillos, you didn't have the same three styles for every single team with just slightly different color choices. So every single team looks very different from the next. We were able to, you know, work with the guys in the marketing contest, the winners of that. We were able to implement some new team names, some new team logos. I went back and actually taught myself Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop a little bit. So I actually took some of the logos we had last year and changed them a little bit so that they looked better from my perspective. So labor of love this year, but I wanted to make sure that when you went through the process of relocating your team, what you ended up with on the field looked slick, looked modern, looked like something that you would go, wow, this is amazing. If an NFL team actually did this, this would be, you know, pretty cool in the future. So finished those. I was very happy with kind of the results. We actually redesigned the uniform select screen, so it's on a kind of on a player model now. Each uniform is, so you can actually take a look at it and see what the pants and socks and jersey and helmet and all those kind of things look like. Also, you know, made some updates to the relocation so that we have a brand new city select screen that uses like a map. You know, just trying to make sure that experience was felt new and fresh and completely new this year, so that people didn't feel like it was kind of the same exact retread from last year. Other thing we did, and I want to definitely give the Game Changer Group credit, the suggestion was made from them that they wanted to make sure that there was a setting that allowed online leagues to make sure that CPU teams didn't relocate, still allowed users to relocate if they wanted to, but turned off the CPU relocation. So we added that. Also did a lot of tuning of the relocation logic so that teams still rebuild their stadiums if they need to, but we don't have as many CPU teams in the first couple of years like trying to go relocate. In fact, I think I completely tuned it so that in the first year it never happens. You know, you keep hearing about it in real life right now in the press, but you know, it's something that I love that part of the feature in owner mode, and I wanted to make sure that that kind of stood out as an A-plus feature this year.
Good deal. Well, I'm sure everybody's going to be really excited about that. It looked really great when we had a chance to look at it, and I know you guys have worked on it a lot since then.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call myself an artist now. I'm no longer a designer. I'm an artist. Thinking paid more.
Also, I know something that we had talked about before, the what we call the 3QB roster bug. You guys, I think, had a chance to look at that for Madden 15.
Yeah, I mean,
for people that might not know what I'm talking about, this was the one where if you had two quarterbacks on your roster, even if one broke his leg and got carted off on the ambulance, he would be back in the next play. You had to have three quarterbacks to actually have a roster, you know, for a quarterback to leave the game.
Yep. I mean, you know, that's one of the things that I really love about the relationship we have with the Game Changer Group is that it's not just about the Madden team coming up with ideas for Madden next year. Like, I feel like, especially on the CFM side, we have a really great partnership where I can sit down with you guys and go, hey, give me an idea where you're having problems here or there. It's not just the stuff we read on Twitter or on forums, that kind of stuff. Like, you know, give me the lay of the land of some little thing that's bothering you. And, you know, we focused hard on those types of issues this year with bugs, trying to make sure those were the first bugs we fixed before we touched anything else. So that was one of those things that we looked at and said, oh, yeah, that's a good point. So now we actually make sure that you have a certain minimum amount of players at every single position before you're actually allowed to go into the game, so that we don't have these kind of cheesy things going on where people are only, they're cutting all their quarterbacks so that there's no chance that Tom Brady ever gets hurt in a game, that kind of stuff. So that was a pretty easy fix for us. It never dawned on us that that would be something that could be a big issue, but through our partnership with the community, we're able to kind of see those things and fix them as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I think it really became an issue. It probably was not as big an issue in the past, but last year, you know, the emergence of the run option, Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, you know, quarterbacks that are really good off the run, off the, you know, that run option, that was really destroying a lot of guys in online leagues last year. And then, so, yeah, I'm glad you guys were able to get a chance to look at that. Also, as far as let's look at like presentation, camera mode views, what about any specific modes that might be available for Connected Franchise?
Yeah, so, you know, we did a lot of good stuff with presentation. There's definitely more very specific kind of banners in CFM that reference like, you know, playoff teams, that kind of stuff. We've got commentary. We've got the camera angles in there that we've taken advantage of. You know, one of my favorite things is as you go in on the Xbox One and the PS4, if you play as a player, we have now very specific camera angles that we'll use. So you can play through a season as a defensive end and actually looks at it from the defensive end's perspective instead of just using the normal camera that's in there. You know, some small things, I'll touch on more of the other bigger features we did, but other small things that may not sound like a huge deal, but I think definitely make the experience a lot better. You know, last year and the year before, we had, when you were playing through a game as a player, if for some reason you were in on holding for extra points or blocking on a field goal, you'd have to kind of sit there and wait for a field goal to get kicked. We've solved that problem. You now don't do those things. So you just really kind of play the meaningful plays and snaps of a game that you would do. Spend a lot of time on just, you know, cleaning up little things here or there to try to make sure that the experience itself, especially in game, was a much more seamless experience. So,
good deal. So, and something else let's look at. Tempo button. I think that's going to be more of a gameplay, but that's for next gen, right?
Yeah, that's more of a gameplay thing. It's not really kind of a CFM-specific thing, so it's not anything we worked on.
Okay. Let's see what else we had.
I can just start rattling stuff off if you want me to.
Yeah, let's hear what the rest of what you got, and let me look and check my notes.
We redid free agency in the offseason, so now when you actually go in to sign offseason free agents, you'll actually see for every single player, they have different factors now that help them make their decision on who they're going to sign with. Those factors include how good the team is, how good the coach is on the team, does the team actually need the player, or do they already have a really good starter at that position? Obviously, for corners and wide receivers and positions that have multiple starters, we take that into account. But it allows you to now, as you're making an offer, understand that money's not everything with players. So if you make a guy a competitive offer or an offer that's slightly more than anybody else, doesn't mean he's going to sign with you. Now we're telling you why. We're giving you a better idea of these different factors for every single guy really matter to him more. So that's a big one. Did a lot of tuning with owner mode. So some of the feedback we got last year from reviewers and from the fans was that it was pretty easy in owner mode to just jack up all the prices, go through, make as much money as you needed to, and you never really felt like you had to think about, can I drop the price on this item? Can I raise the price on that one to kind of hit the sweet spot as I'm going through and maximize my profit? We did a bunch of tuning on that. Every single item in the entire game now has its own unique sweet spot. So for some items, raising the price slightly means that you'll sell more and make more of a profit. Some items actually dropping the price a dollar or two will actually maximize your profit there. So there's a game within a game going through and trying to make sure you maximize your profit. That's important because we made owner mode financial tuning much more difficult. So last year you could make $75 million, you never really had to touch anything. You could just go through and kind of let the game run itself. Now you actually have to pay attention. If you're a team with a rundown stadium in a small market, you're going to struggle, and that's by design. Sometimes your only way out of that is to rebuild your stadium or move. That's the reality in the NFL in real life. You see teams all the time discussing whether they need a new stadium or not. And I've had scenarios where I worked with our testing group and with the other designers where they came to me and said, hey, I'm the Rams right now. I'm going through, you know, we're 5-11. I'm really struggling to make any money. If you win and you kind of maximize your profit there, you can survive as a team in kind of a smaller market. But if you're losing and you've got an older stadium, you're really going to struggle. So think of it as kind of like the old school resource management type game. You really have to kind of play through and kind of get a feel for what's going on. I've taken a team that is at zero profit, maybe has $2 or $3 million at the end of a season. I've built a brand new stadium or moved them. The following year, they make $35 to $50 million. So definitely a huge difference there. Did a lot of tuning with that. Spent a couple months really kind of going through and working through that and making sure that it was much more of a challenge. big thing that we added was, we actually added this pretty late, we added the ability to sim to some point in the future. So the way that CFM has worked in the past couple of years is you would just advance every single week, one at a time. There was no ability to sim to the offseason, that kind of stuff. We've added that. We now can sim to very specific points. So you could say sim to the playoffs, sim to the offseason, sim to the draft, sim to free agency, sim to next year. We've even given you the ability to sim 10 years into the future if you wanted to. In online leagues, that's actually driven by the commissioner. They're the one that decides if that how far you sim in the future. In offline leagues, obviously you're the commissioner, so you have control over that. Something that greatly helped us during testing. I think it's gotten pretty good reception from everybody that's kind of played the game, so I think that's going to be something that people really like. We redid the buy package screen, so when you go in and upgrade your player or you're upgrading players as a coach, you can now buy multiple packages and then press one button to be able to confirm all those things. So instead of buying one package at a time, pressing multiple buttons and confirming, that makes things a little bit easier. We actually added, and this is one of my favorites because I spend a lot of time tuning progression, tuning regression so that older players kind of drop off, that kind of stuff. We actually added a screen that allows you to see every single time a player progresses or regresses. So you could go through there in the off season, and if you've got an older running back that seems to have lost a step, in the past that just kind of happened in the background and you had to like notice it as you were looking in the off season at a player when you're trying to re-sign him. Now, as soon as that happens, you'll actually see what they regressed in and how much they regressed in it. So it'll give you an idea, another tool to kind of look at and go, wow, I've got a guy that just lost a big step. He dropped a couple points in overall. I've got to really determine if it's time to kind of part ways with him and draft somebody new. So that's kind of something new that I really liked. Completely redid weekly goals. So for coaches and players, weekly goals are very different. They now change every week. They react to whether you're a backup or a starter. They react to who you're playing. So you actually get more XP and a different type of goal if you're playing a rival this week versus if you're playing a preseason game. You also no longer always have to get three weekly goals if you're a coach or a player. Sometimes in the preseason, we give you one weekly goal. The preseason less important in terms of like determining how well you're playing, that kind of stuff. It all depends on your overall. Coach weekly goals are very different. We tried to spice it up and throw a bunch of different stuff in there so that you felt like every single week when you were going in there, you'd see something a little bit different. So there's playoff goals, preseason goals, like I said, very different kind of look there. We also added, tried to kind of replicate real life in terms of injured reserve. So now you have the ability as a coach or an owner to go in. If you have an injured player, you can put them on an IR. If they've actually healed back up before the end of the season, you can take them off IR, put them back on your roster. So trying to make sure we capture kind of the authenticity of the NFL with that addition. We've changed the Pro Bowl a little bit. This is more of kind of a cosmetic change just to reflect what happens in the NFL. So every year you'll have two captains, which are legends, that become the captains of your team. There's no more conference affiliation like there is, like there isn't in real life. They'll then kind of draft their Pro Bowl team. So, you know, the problem with the conference affiliation and our game in the past is if the AFC had five great quarterbacks that had amazing seasons, the NFC had one or two, every Pro Bowl team got three quarterbacks. Now you'll actually get the top six, you know, or four quarterbacks, however many are on that roster. So that's a little bit of a change. We also added the ability to hire fire staff during the season. So you can hire and fire coaches, trainers, scouts during the season and replace them with someone else. So that was something we definitely added in. We also added, this is kind of a really small one, but we added the ability for CPU teams to wear alternate uniforms, and you'll have a news story about it. There's a slight percentage chance that once during the season, the CPU teams will wear their alternate uniforms in a game against you. Other big thing, so there's been some confusion in the past. In CFM, if you changed your scheme and you went in and looked at the overall of your quarterback, and because you changed your scheme or your player types, your quarterback's overall went from like an 88 to an 85. if you went into game, it would actually still show 88 in the depth chart in game. So we've actually updated that. That was actually a pretty expensive change, even though it doesn't sound like it, because the in-game depth chart is very different from the one that we use in CFM. But now every single overall rating that you actually see in the depth chart in the front end in CFM will be reflected in game. So those ratings will all be accurate based on what you're seeing. So as you can see, tons of changes, bunch of new stuff this year. You know, added a massive amount of changes. I'm already working on next year right now. Right before we get jumped on this, I'm working on a design currently over on my other monitor that I bet you would love for me to kind of share with you, but I'm not going to.
I can be there in 30 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. So already working hard on next year, coming up with ideas. I have some really cool stuff so far that I'm excited about. You know, my mission in life is to try to put as much of NFL head coach 09 into Madden as I go along. So, or things that I've learned from NFL head coach 09 and kind of represent in Madden. So, you know, little things here or there that we're bringing along that I'm pretty excited about. So, huge year, lots of changes. Hope everybody likes it.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you know the team has been really busy, and we knew you know, based on the community day that you guys had really been you know, working hard on making more improvements to Connected Franchise and fixing things that were identified, and you know, adding in new features as well. So I think everybody's going to be really excited when the game drops.
Definitely. I mean, you know, I've heard a couple of things through the grapevine that people were worried about the timing of the blog coming out and stuff to maybe have some sort of message or something. It's not that at all. I mean, we just kind of put together a schedule of the blogs and marketing and PR work on that. And just because CFM is the last blog is no indication at all that we did less features than we normally would. It's just they've all got to come out at a certain time, and that's the order that they were distributed in. So a bunch of big changes this year, a bunch of cool stuff, very excited about it. You know, I'm anxious to kind of see what everybody thinks and start playing the game.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to talk with us this afternoon, Josh. And, of course, if you have any Madden 16 features you'd like to share, you know, again, I can. It doesn't take me long to get over to EA offices here in Austin. But we appreciate Josh Lumen being with us today. Look forward to getting a chance to play the game soon, and hope everybody enjoys what they get a chance to play this fall.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Josh.